Welcome everyone, welcome to our County Council meeting, Tuesday, July 10th, 2012.
Really?
Call this meeting to order, if everyone could please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Everyone, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Kovac?
Present.
Mr. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street? Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Present. The roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any member of council have any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of June 26, 2012?
Motion to approve is submitted.
Second.
There's been a motion to approve and submit. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving on, announcements for members of council. Any member of council have any announcements for good to the order? Seeing none, we'll move on to the introduction of the ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of the ordinances.
Ordinance 12084 to amend the Castle County Code Chapter 7, Property Maintenance Code, and Chapter 40 Unified Development Code. Article 13, Historic Resources, 30 County Council Administrative Bodies, and 31, Procedures and Administration to Prevent the Demolition by Neglect of Property Zoned Historical with a Historic Zoning Overlay, and to designate $150,000 of the Property Maintenance Revolving Fund for Emergency Repairs for these historic properties. Ordinance 12085, amend the grants budget appropriate funding for FY 2013 to the contracted police duty revolving fund for the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 12086, amend the grants budget appropriate an additional $25,000 in state of Delaware funds to the 2012 summer youth employment grant to the Department of Community Services.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. All ordinances shall be considered at the July 24, 2012 council meeting, with the exception of those items which require a board or commission recommendations. Moving on to the reports from select and special committees. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, today we had our administrative slash finance committee meeting, and on the order of discussion, we had the sole source contracts for New Castle County, and these are contracts that do not have competitive bidding because their sole source, meaning that the underlying reason for the appropriation of the money is to go to vendors that do regular service work on their products, and there were four of those. And then also we had funding for the New Castle County Conservation District, of which, you know, that is one single organization that does drainage work countywide. We also had resolution ordinance to transfer money from Pulte for a major stormwater project in Councilman Sheldon's district, I believe. Also, we finalized the agenda with the annual appropriation of subsidy dollars to our state police pension from state government. We also approved some council grants, and had a discussion of the transfer tax for 2012, which we got reported to us as the lowest gross amount since 1998.
Thank you for ending with the good news. Additional council reports, committees. Councilor Street.
Yes, Mr. President, Public Safety Committee met today, and we discussed the revolving fund for police extra duty. We had a presentation on paramedic staffing, and we had some discussion regarding oversized motor vehicles and the new law pertaining to trailers.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other reports from select or special committees? Seeing none, moving on to the consent calendar. Our consent calendar is used to pass matters in a group that are determined to be non-controversial by the sponsor, as reported to the president or clerk. However, an item will be removed from the consent calendar upon a simple request from a member of council or if public discussion is desired. Does any member of the public that wishes an item to be removed and your turn to speak up? Are there any items on the consent calendar which any council member would like removed? Seeing none, any member of the public wishes an item to be removed from the consent calendar? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
Motion.
Second.
It's been a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 12-101, extending condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Stephen Timothy Burns. Resolution 12-102, extending condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Chris A.R. Dolly. Resolution 12-103, honoring the life of Mrs. Arcelia Beatrice Carter.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Ball?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Mr. Dillard?
Yes.
Mr. Holland?
Yes.
Mr. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll Carville 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. The consent calendar has been passed. Moving on, item G, presentations. Does any member of council wish to make a presentation at this time? Seeing none, we'll move on to the items removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Resolution 12-104, Councilman Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like resolution 12-104 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
12-104, authorizing the execution of certain contracts.
Councilman Cartier.
Yes, this resolution is to approve the sole source contracts. These are appropriations going to vendors that by their nature cannot be competitively bid, and we detailed this extensively in the Finance Committee meeting, and I don't know if there's anybody from the administration here who would like to explain if members of council have any further questions, but it was pretty well vetted in the committee meeting.
Any member of council have any additional questions or comments on the subject matter of Resolution 12-104? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-104, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Resolution 12-104.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weinch?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll Carville 12 yes, 1 no.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-104 is approved. Moving on to Resolution 12-105, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. President. First, Mr. President, I'd move that council consider Resolution 12-015 and Ordinance 12-082 be placed before council be voted on together, since they are both companion pieces and both have to pass to be implemented.
Second. We have a motion to move the consideration of Resolution 12-0105.
Clarification.
Excuse me. 12-105. Thank you. Moving with consideration of Ordinance 12-082.
Right.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Moving on to ordinances, where we shall hear Resolution 12-105. I was going to introduce both of them together and turn the floor over to you, right?
I think the motion was moved.
Right.
That's fine.
Okay.
But we got to get out of here by 7:35. I got a bet, so.
Okay. Well, who's it with? Should I speak slower or faster?
Just joking, sir. Believe me. I don't want this one to Kate that we're trying to go.
Thank you.
It'll be 8 o'clock if I keep going.
Moving on to the ordinances, we have Ordinance 12-082, which will be considered at the same time as Resolution 12-105, Councilman Sheldon.
Again, Mr. President, I would like Resolution 12-0105 and Ordinance 12-082 be read in by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 12-105, amend the capital program, appropriate $79,000 of funding to the stormwater basin renovation project. Ordinance 12-082, amend the capital budget, appropriate $79,000 of funding to the stormwater basin renovation project.
Councilman Sheldon.
Okay, Mr. President. The resolution appropriates the $79,000 for funding to convert the Glenwood Station stormwater pond, which is being donated by Pulte Development Corporation, and it adds into the budget, which is the ordinance that the new project will be appropriation of the amount of the total budget is $12.5 million. $79,000, which is being appropriated with this ordinance, goes to fixing this. So this money would be used. It's no taxpayers' money whatsoever to fix the stormwater pond and to make it constructed in the wetlands for Middle Run Valley.
Thank you, Councilman Sheldon. Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Resolution 12-105 and Ordinance 12-082, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on both Resolution 12-105 and Ordinance 12-082.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call is 13.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Resolution 12-105 and Ordinance 12-082 are approved. Moving on to Ordinance 12-083, Councilman Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President, I request Ordinance number 12-083 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 12-083, amend the FY 2012 annual operating budget appropriate $2,256,526. Of State of Delaware funding to the Department of Public Safety for the annual fraternal order of police pension contribution.
Councilman Smiley.
As per the title.
Any questions, comments, members of council? Seeing none, we'll open the floor to the public. Any member of the public wishing to speak on the subject matter of Ordinance 12-083, please step forward at this time. Seeing none, we'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on Ordinance 12-083.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Kovac?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call bill 13, yes.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Ordinance 12-083 is approved. Moving on, Ordinance 12-010, Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Ordinance 12-010 be read by title only and tabled.
Second. Ordinance 12-010. Revised zoning map, White Clay Creek, 100 Southeast Side, East Chestnut Hill Road, southwest of Augusta Drive and Stanley Plaza Boulevard, and northeast of Todd Lane, 2.96 acres from S Suburban to CM Commercial Neighborhood, and to amend the comprehensive plan consistent therewith.
Thank you, Councilman. And we don't have to get on the table. We do have to vote. We have a motion. Councilman Tackett has asked that this motion be tabled. We've had a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ordinance 12-010 is tabled. Moving on to item J, time-sensitive congratulatory resolutions. I do not have any before me. Any member of council have any time-sensitive resolutions? Seeing none, moving on to the introduction or consideration of emergency ordinances. Any member of council have any emergency ordinances today? Seeing none. Moving on to public comment. Any member of the public wishing to address council? Oh, Councilman Cartier?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like to take this opportunity at the end of the meeting to reflect on what I felt was a huge success with the revival of the Rockwood Ice Cream Festival. And it was a project that I know the administration worked on over the last year, and we were able to bring it back, you know, in a very fiscally sustainable way. And working with, Barry Schlecker. Excuse me. And I just want to tell you, everywhere that I went in the Brandywine 100. People were extremely excited by the prospect of the revival of the ice cream festival. And despite, you know, some pretty miserably hot weather on Saturday, we had a good crowd and even a larger crowd on Sunday. And I just think it represents a great effort by this government working with a private vendor to bring back a community festival that in this time people really appreciate, this time of uncertainty and being able to go out in their community and have a good time and, you know, not have to incur a huge amount of expense. So I just look forward to this event continuing from year to year and getting stronger. And my hats are off to the administration and they got it done. And it's going to be something we can sustain going forward. Also, one last thing, the Friends of Rockwood were extremely pleased to be part of this. We're just delighted by the attendance that from the public, and it was a great event.
Thank you, Councilman. It was a great event. Hats off to Barry Schlecker and his whole crew who put that on. And as we will be bringing forward in 2 weeks, just wanted to publicly acknowledge Barry and also very briefly comment and lend our condolences for the loss of his son on Friday night. But thank him for the wonderful event. And also to put on the record, thank you very much to the Brandywine Fire Company in Bellefonte, who within less than a day's notice came out, not only provided emergency service, but a great sprinkler for the kids to run through as well. So thank you for everyone who participated. We have public comment. Please step forward, state your name for the record. You'll have a time period of 3 minutes to address council. We'll start waving rapidly when you approach that limit. Okay. Please state your name and tell us why you're here.
Okay, my name's Amy Wilburn. I'm the chair of the Delaware Bicycle Council. And I just want to bring to your attention the fourth annual Delaware Bike Summit that will be held this year on September 7th down at Dover Downs. And we want to encourage folks to attend, and we would love it if some members of council would attend. It's free, but you do have to register. And there is a free lunch too. But we are doing this in conjunction with the Amish Bike Tour, which is part of Kent County Tourism. And that will be, the bike tour is on the 8th of September. Our focus this year is on active transportation, and we'll be giving the updates on the First State Trails and Pathways Plan and discussing also creating bike-friendly communities, safety, and youth encouragement, how to get kids out on their bikes safely and into activity. There will be a post-summit ride on the Dover Downs track, too, for anybody who bikes. So we do encourage you. We're very well aware that there are budget constraints right now in terms of communities and counties working on making a place more bike friendly. But there are inexpensive things that you can do, and this is an opportunity to network and to come up with ideas that maybe can be implemented later. So that's pretty much it. I do have flyers to hand out to give you information, and you can go on the website and register.
Thank you very much for bringing that to our attention. And to be clear on the record, we don't have to bike down from here all the way to Dover to attend the festival, do we?
No.
Okay.
Just back.
Right.
Now, thank you. It's a wonderful event. I attended a couple years ago, we actually had some people at Rockwood bike because it's on the greenways.
Me and my family. Yeah,
there you go.
It was a little bit warm, but it was wonderful. And I will say that I'm thrilled that they revived the ice cream festival.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you for your time. Thank you for bringing this to our attention.
Thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing none.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
Okay.